As moderate tropical storm Gamane continues its southwestward trajectory over the southern Dian region, it's crucial to stay informed about its potential impact and take necessary precautions. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Having made landfall as a tropical cyclone in Vomar District, Sava region, on March 27, Gamane's center of circulation is currently approximately 572 kilometers, 356 miles, north-northeast of Antananarivo, Madagascar, as of 6 o'clock EET on March 28. Forecast models predict that Gamane will gradually weaken into a tropical depression as it shifts towards a south-southeastward and then southeastward track over northeastern Sofia region through March 28. The system is expected to traverse far northern Analangirofo and Sava regions before exiting into the Indian Ocean by the afternoon of March 29. However, there remains some uncertainty in the track and intensity forecast, so changes may occur in the coming days. As of early March 28, Meteo Madagascar has issued blue cyclone alerts for the Dian, Sava, and Analangirofo regions, while red heavy rainfall warnings have been issued for several districts in Alautra Mangoro, Sofia, and Atsinanana regions. Yellow heavy rainfall warnings are in place for additional districts in Sofia region, with green heavy rainfall warnings across other parts of Atsinanana region, and specific districts in Alautra Mangoro region. Red strong wind and heavy swell warnings are also in effect for much of Madagascar's eastern, northeastern, and southern coastlines. Severe weather conditions persist across much of northern and northeastern Madagascar as of early March 28, with heavy rainfall expected to continue through at least March 28. Reports indicate flooding in parts of Sava region, including Antalahar, Sambavar, and Vomar, with several homes inundated by floodwaters. Several roads, including sections of National Roads 5 and 6, are impassable, hampering travel and relief efforts. Meanwhile, the Mauritius Meteorological Service has issued a severe weather warning for Mauritius from March 30 to April 1, depending on the storm system's evolution. Given the sustained heavy rainfall, there is a heightened risk of flooding, especially in low-lying areas and those with inadequate drainage systems. Localized evacuations, flash flooding, and landslides are possible. Business, transport, and utility disruptions may occur, with potential flight disruptions at regional airports and temporary closures of ports. Additionally, stagnant floodwaters increase the risk of waterborne diseases like cholera and malaria. It's crucial for residents and authorities to remain vigilant, heed official warnings, and take appropriate precautions to minimize risks and ensure safety during this severe weather event. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.